I'm sitting here with Bruno Schaefer, the CTO of Canoe, and we were just talking about Ajax Hype. I was wondering if you could maybe say a few words about Ajax Hype.
Hi. Ajax Hype has its good and its bad. I think the good thing about the Ajax Hype is that people finally realize that user interfaces still matter. User interfaces played a big role with fat clients and then were pretty much neglected when HTML user interfaces came up. And now with Ajax, people realize that user interfaces still matter. And that's the good thing about the Ajax hype. And the bad thing about the Ajax hype is that the field is still pretty immature. The market shakeout hasn't started yet. People don't know what kind of library they should use. Maybe a year down the road, this library will disappear, or a completely different version will come up, and you have a maintenance problem with your application. Ajax also proposes lots of technologies you have to choose from or you have to mix, so like HTML, CSS, JavaScript, Java, and people are scrambling to cope with these different libraries and different technologies, and only it will take some time for product vendors or open source libraries to cover up all these different technologies. And I think it will take still 2 or 3 years to come up with decent libraries which lead to maintainable software systems.
Okay, so what are some of the alternatives to Ajax?
Ajax, I think, is a good solution if you don't know anything about your client environment. So the only assumption you can make is it might be a browser, and that's it. That's a typical scenario for a B2C application. But for a B2B application or internet applications, I think there are some alternatives to Ajax which are still superior, like, for example, a homogeneous Java library, which covers up all the distribution between the client and the server, provides a Java developer, or can be used in a Java development environment. You can come up with maintainable software systems. You don't have to deal with different technologies. An example of this is a product by Canoe called Ultralight Client, which provides a Swing-like API on the server side and runs a rendering engine on the client side and makes it completely transparent to the developer that there is a client-server split in the application.
Okay, so I basically write my my client-side user interface in Java against your API and then run it on...
As a developer, you have a Swing API on the server side, and the library takes care of transmitting the user interface to the client side and rendering the user interface using Swing on the client side. This requires JRE on the client side, of course, but in a B2B scenario or in an internet scenario, you can be pretty sure that the Java runtime environment is installed on the client side. So the distribution of the JRE is no problem in these scenarios.
Okay, but just to be clear, what is it that gets sent across the network? So is it, I'm not sending the Swing code across the network and executing. What is it that...
You're right. We don't do any code shipping because code shipping is something of the past, like applets, and which eventually failed, I think. Applet or Java Web Start is a good way to ship some code, but you have to be aware what kind of code you're shipping. And in our case, it's just a rendering engine that gets shipped. What we ship at runtime when the is a description of the user interface. You can imagine it kind of an XML description of the user interface, which gets rendered not in a browser, but in a Java-based rendering engine, which has all the capabilities of a Swing application.
Okay, so the other thing I was wondering about is on the server side, it's something, is it like servlets, something runs in it?
The application on the server side can be deployed as a servlet, or as an ETB. And that's also transparent to the developer. So only at development time you decide, would I like to run my application as a servlet or as a stateful session B in an ETB container.
Okay, so one of the things that people talk about a lot today in Ajax is how that changes the character of the server-side application in terms of connections and such, and that there's a scalability. I mean, if you do it the old-fashioned way, that you have the scalability problem of a lot more threads being held open for the client. So how do you guys handle, or like, how do you deal with the scalability? Because, you know, when you have a rich client, it kind of seems like you'd have those kinds of issues no matter what you were using on the client.
Ajax has some kind of advantage here in that it can make use of the resources of the client side. But the disadvantage is it cannot make use of the resources of the server side, which means easier connection to services, for example. As an Ajax application developer, you're developing usually on the client side. So you have to think about, how do I connect to the server? What security do I have? What's the kind of granularity of the server-side services? And with web applications, which are run on the server side, you typically have a coarse granularity with services. You're returning big data objects from the services. And you can easily handle that on the server side, because you're still on the server side. Now imagine you have to transport this big object to the client side and handle it on the client side. This will not scale. So you have to to cut up your services again and to provide a finer granularity of your services, which also means that your services are not reusable anymore, because they are tailored to one specific case in the user interface. Whereas with big services, you can reuse that in different user interfaces, because you're using just some aspects of the big business object you're returning from the service. When you're on the server side with an HTML application or with the ultralight client application, you can make use of the existing services as they are used in the HTML application, and you can more easily integrate into existing web applications where the session state is stored on the server side rather than on the client side.
Okay, I'm not sure I understood what you meant by services partitioning. Could you maybe...
For example, you have a service which returns a customer object. And say, for example, in a banking context, a customer object can be very big, many, many attributes. In an HTML application, you just call this service and you get a huge customer object back, maybe with maybe hundreds of attributes, and even some of the attributes are lists again, for example. And this doesn't matter that much, because you just extract the attributes you're interested in and you ship the user interface to the client. Now, with a client-side application, you have to get the entire service object to the client side and extract the attributes from there. Or the alternative is to partition the service again and to provide smaller, finer, granular business objects to the client side, so you can scale again over, for example, little bandwidth or low bandwidth connections.
Yeah.
Okay, one problem with existing web applications is that they are using business service, which returns a lot of data. For example, a list of customers, and each customer object has maybe 50 or 100 kilobyte, and you have a list of say, 100 customers you need to display on your client side. If you're on the server side and you're handling this on the server side, you can just extract the attributes you're interested in the user interface, render the user interface, and ship it to the client side. So that's easy. And on the server side, it's no overhead to use big objects versus small objects, because it takes almost the same time in the server environment to transmit this over a service. On the client side, it really matters. You have to be aware that you're on the client side and you have restricted bandwidth available. So one alternative is to repartition the service. So you're just transmitting the attributes or returning business objects with just the attributes you need for a specific case in the user interface. But this leads to reduced reusability, because then you cannot reuse the same service again for some other use case in some other user interface, because you need different attributes. So you have to write a different service again, or a variant of this service. The other alternative is that you write for each user interface, you write a proxy on the server side, which calls the original business service and extracts the attribute and ships just a presentation object to the client side. But this introduces distributed programming again. So as a client developer, you have to write both client code and server code just to get to the right attributes of for your user interface. So I think with existing web applications, client-side HX technology leads to either repartitioning of services or introduces new complexity by having server-side proxies again for the services.
Okay, great. And the way that contrasts with the ultralight client approach is, on the server side, I can use, basically I just call in a swing, I can use these big fat objects if I want. And what's sent is information about rendering that stuff.
And rendering information just contains the attributes that you're interested in the user interface.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.